Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And for those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you might be a new listener, we run this whole thing we call Building Fortunes Radio. And I built this platform many years ago because I wanted to give a microphone and have a platform to people doing the right things as entrepreneurs in the home-based business arena. And a lot of bad press sometimes you'll find in home-based businesses, and the bad guys always get the notoriety, if you will, or they always make the headlines. The great guys, the good guys, the ones that are doing it the right way, sometimes you just never hear about them. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to have a platform where we can share with our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience some of the really good people and opportunities. And today is a radio show that's a little bit dated. I have to kind of explain what that means. I mean, we're going to talk about some stuff. If you're listening in live, it's going to be applicable because you're listening in live. If you listen to the recording, it's still great. You just have to kind of catch up because some of the stuff that was live is already passed, and you want to catch up with some of the new things that are going on. So I just want to throw that out at the beginning so when you guys listen to this, realize that whatever we talked about is probably passed. So what we're talking about right here, if you're listening in, is a gentleman. His name is Shane Morand, and I'm sounding it out like it's spelled. It's M-O-R-A-N-D. And Shane is one of those guys who you may know about, but because he's a good guy and does a lot of great things, you don't know about him because he doesn't make waves. So I started to look up a little bit more about Shane, and the more I found, the more I liked. And then when I started to do some research on this company, the more I looked at it, the more I liked him. When I took a lot of the things based on my past background and experiences in the areas that we're going to be speaking about today, I'm super impressed. So all the lights are on green. I like really what I see. It handles so many of the issues that I wish somebody would do it like this. So I'm really super excited to be able to hear about Shane and what he's doing with the company that he's on the advisory board with right now. So I'm going to kind of step out of the way and give Building Fortunes Radio listening audience to hear from, number one, a great gentleman who's done a lot of things in this industry, so his track record is certainly unquestionable. And now he's spent a ton of time and resources and everything on what we're going to be launching right here on Building Fortunes Radio for you to listen in and grab a pen and paper because it's going to give you a website, maybe some action steps somewhere along the way. So, Shane, thanks for being here.
Hello, Peter.
Thank you so much for having me here on this call. I'm really excited. I'm fired up. And thanks for all the work that you're doing in the industry and for home-based businesses. I think it's something, the timing, you know, people are needing this type of information. But anyway, well, my name is Shane Morand, and my quick story is back in 2008. I'll start there. I co-founded a marketing concept, started with zero. No money, just a great idea, and took a company from zero, I mean literally zero, to about $1 billion in combined sales in our first 5 years, 50 countries plus worldwide, and had an impact, a positive impact on 2.2 million people. And so that's kind of a quick snapshot in terms of the business. But for a longest time, I guess way back in 2008 even, that's 11 years ago, I've always had this vision of being able to pay distributors and to pay people that have worked, whether it's distributors or employees or suppliers. I wanted to, you know, my dream and my vision was to pay people in actual physical gold, in real gold, real money, right? And then back as, of course, in 2008, that type of thing was not practical and most likely not legal if you wanted to, you know, build a business globally. But due to technology, I guess things have changed, and that's kind of a little bit of the topic. So what I wanted to really to introduce everyone to today is actually a new monetary system. So this is not about a digital currency. There's a digital component to it, but we're really talking about a an entire global monetary system that is absolutely massive and is unlike anything anyone has ever seen before. It's going to go live on October the 15th. So, Peter, like Peter said, if you're listening to it live, then you're in time, and you can, and I'll give you some information later on, and you can kind of get a sneak peek or get pre-registered. It's free. There's no charge. There's no obligations or anything like that. You can just go check it out. If it's after October the 15th, then the system will be live. It'll be up and running, and you can just go and click, and you'll be able to see an amazing presentation that will detail step by step this entire monetary system. But really, what I will do tonight for the listeners, and Peter, anytime, jump in with some questions. But I really want to break it down into a few segments. The first, I'm going to talk about something called Gresham's Law of Economics. Gresham's Law. And if you have a pen and a piece of paper, I really encourage you to write this down. It's absolutely going to make sense. If you can understand Gresham's Law of Economics, basically says, and I'll try to give you an experience. If you walk into a store, for example, and you've got $100 worth of groceries in your cart, and you get to the cashier, and you say and the cashier says, hey, you know, they see that you've got a $100 bill in one hand and you've got a piece of gold worth exactly $100 in the other hand. So you got a $100 bill in one hand, just imagine this, and you've got a $100 piece of gold in the other hand. And the cashier says, hey, we will take either one. We don't care. We'll take either the paper dollar or we'll take that piece of gold. It's up to you. On a piece of paper, write down which would you give if you had the choice of paying with your paper dollar or paying with a piece of gold, which would you hand to the cashier? And, you know, the people that I've interviewed all over the world, almost 100% say that they would give the paper. They'd give the paper. So I wonder if that's what you say, you know, what you wrote down, that you'd give the paper rather than the gold. And here's the thing, is that when I ask people, like, why would you give the paper? And the answer is always the same thing. They say, because the gold is more valuable. I'm giving the paper because the gold is more valuable. But it's not more valuable because we just said that it's a $100 and $100. But the perception is that the gold is more valuable. So I'm describing exactly what Gresham's Law. So here's Gresham's Law of Economics. Gresham's Law of Economics says when you're given the choice between two currencies, you're always going to give the bad money or the money that's worth less, and you're going to hold on to the valuable money or the money that you think is worth more. Okay, hope this makes sense, right? So Gresham's Law basically says when you have the choice, in this case we're talking gold and a piece of paper with $100 printed on it, that people are always going to give the $100 paper and they're going to hold on to the gold because they think the gold is more valuable, and this is exactly what Gresham's Law of Economics says. That's it. That's the law. So now you know a little bit about Gresham's Law. Now here's the punchline with this new monetary system that's going live on October the 15th of 2019. This is the first company in history, the very first company in history that has defeated Gresham's Law, that has reversed Gresham's Law. Okay. And when you think about this, and I hope you've written this down and you can go do a little bit of research. But so I'm going to go through how has this company defeated Gresham's Law? How is that even possible? And, you know, within a few short minutes, you're going to understand pretty clearly. And I hope you're as excited as I am, because this is, you know, the money, it's going to be something for the entire world. So let me go through the four ways that it has defeated Gresham's Law. Number one, we'll take gold as an example. Most, and we're talking physical gold, Peter, we're not talking about gold in the ground or what if or certificates or digits on a computer. We're talking about, first of all and foremost, physical gold that is titled to the person, not to a company or to their company, right? So to the person or the company. But in essence, this gold would belong to you, whether you buy a gram or 10 grams or 100 grams or whatever amount, it belongs to you. And whenever I say gold, I'm also talking about silver, so gold and silver, but for the sake of time, it's better that I just keep focusing on gold. Most people understand gold, right? Because gold is really the language of the world, right? You go anywhere in the world and say the word gold, and people will pretty well understand what you're talking about. It's also the money of the world. So you can show someone anywhere in the world a piece of gold and they're going to know that it's valuable. And so the reason why more than 90 some odd percent of people have never even purchased not even a gram of gold, there's several reasons. But the first is that there's no yield. There's no yield. That's what Warren Buffett says. Why would you buy gold when there's no yield, right? Let's go for assets that have a yield that will pay you some kind of a return. So there's three big challenges with gold in today. Number one, there's no yield. Number two, if you're holding gold and you hold more and more and more of it, you're not going to store it in your house. You know, you'll store a certain amount in your house, but then you want to have it in a vault somewhere that's safe and secure, stored in a vault. But there are vaulting fees every single month, and gold investors really don't like to pay those fees, myself included. Like every month, you got to pay these vaulting fees over and over. And that's a challenge for most people to have no yield and also to pay vaulting fees every single month. And the last thing, reason why most people don't buy gold, because it's kind of hard to spend a piece of gold, like the story that I told you in the beginning about going to the grocery store. And, you know, most places don't accept a piece of gold as payment. Okay, so those are the three components. So in quadrant number one, so we're going to talk about a quadrant, and we're in quadrant number one, just like rich dad, poor dad has four quadrants, same kind of thing. In the top corner, you've got the word hold. So in quadrant number one, the Kinesis monetary system has solved all three of these challenges. How so? Well, for the first time in history, this is historic, anyone holding gold with Kinesis in your name or in your company's name, you receive a monthly yield over and over and over every month. You're going to receive a yield for the first time in history. And if you don't believe me, go look for a gold company that will pay you a yield to hold gold. It's not happening. Okay. It's never been done. And I'm going to show you how it's done in a second. It's not magic and it's not a black hole. There's a very simple reason and how they're able to pull this off. It's amazing. The second is those storage fees. Well, with Kinesis, there is no storage fees. There will never be storage fees ever. So no matter how much gold or silver is being held in their vaults, they do not charge storage fees under any condition, any circumstance. So you can imagine, you know, number one, we're taking a non-yielding producing asset. There's no yield, and we're going to be able to provide a yield for something that was never, you could never get a yield before. And number two, no storage fees. Again, for those listeners that may have some gold, you know those storage fees come every single month. And imagine having the same amount of gold, but no storage fees plus a yield. And finally, they figured out a way how to hook up a Visa or MasterCard mechanism. So it's like a debit card. And you can actually go with your gold or silver, and you can buy something as little as a cup of coffee or go to the ATM machine and take out some cash from an ATM machine. So we've got the whole, you know, from A to Z in quadrant number one. So that's the holding mechanism for those that like to hold gold, receive a yield, no storage fees, and you can actually spend your gold or silver and it converts into US dollars or euros or Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever digital currency in real time. Okay, so it can be converted in real time. The second is area. So that's the first. If you have a piece of paper, you got a quadrant, you have the word hold. And then the second one, you want to put the word mint. Okay. And I don't want to get too complicated and want to keep it real simple here. But for those that know a little bit about the digital currency or the cryptocurrency space, like Bitcoin and Ethereum and all these cryptocurrencies that are really not going away anytime soon, they have what's called mining. Some of you may or may not be familiar, but that's how the coins are created, through the mining process, right? Mining. And basically, it's a mathematical equation, a bunch of computers working hard. And if they figure out the mathematics, it produces, you know, this coin, right? Well, in Kinesis, there's no such thing as mining, because you can't create gold out of thin air, but it's called minting, okay? M-I-N-T, minting, like you're minting money. Okay, so now here's how it works essentially. And it's never, this has never been done before, all right? So it's kind of going to sound kind of strange, but on the 15th, when you see the presentation go live, it's going to detail exactly step by step. But I just want to give a quick concept tonight for the listeners. When you mint, so you have a piece of gold or a piece of silver, and you take and you can digitalize your gold or a portion of your gold into a digital currency. Okay, called a KAU, AU means gold, or a KAG, AG means silver. So K stands for Kinesis, so KAU, KAG, okay? Now here's the thing. When you mint, it means that you gave birth to that coin. You gave birth to that digital currency, okay? And because it's on the blockchain, it will forever remember who is the mama and the papa. To keep it simple here, who's the mama and the papa of that particular coin? And that coin forever, I'm talking for generations and generations and generations to come, will pay the owner or the person who created it, okay, a yield month after month after month after month after month because you created that currency. So that's kind of, that will take a few minutes maybe to sink in, or maybe a few days or a few weeks. But again, on the 15th, I'll give you the website. When you go and visit, you'll see a full presentation with all the graphics and everything like that, that will be able to really show you, visibly. You can see it and see how this works, but it's just phenomenal. Again, never been done before. Okay. This is something like this in turn. And we're talking again about a monetary system, not just a digital currency. There is another, and that's the second element called minting, and there's a yield attached to every coin that is ever minted, and you can mint as many as you want. So there are some coming in with hundreds of millions of dollars, okay, that they want to mint. And there are some that will come in with, you know, a little bit. They want to mint just a little bit and so on. But the minters receive a yield. So do the holders receive a yield. The next quadrant is the third quadrant called KVTs, and basically the KVT is to keep it simple, it's like a share, it's a token, and it's the token that financed the entire global project. There's 300,000 of them ever. When they're gone, they're gone, and then they're traded amongst the people that have them. But these tokens are producing a monthly yield based on the transaction fees of the entire global network. Okay, of the entire global network all over the world, in every country, anytime there's a transaction and there's a small fee, the KVT holders will share that fee, will share a portion of that fee, okay, month after month. Now, I do have to make a little bit of a disclaimer here, because in the U.S., for U.S. residents, the KVTs are not available unless you're an accredited investor. So once you log in and you start looking at whatever you want to do, to purchase a KVT, you must be accredited in the U.S. or you cannot purchase the KVTs. Okay, hope that makes sense. But anywhere else in the world, they can purchase as many KVTs as they want. And then there's basically a depositor's yield. So when people make an initial deposit, there's going to be a yield for people when they make an initial deposit of gold or silver into the system. So that's kind of a quick snapshot, a quick overview. And now we're going to go back to Gresham's Law. All right. And just imagine for a second. Imagine, and I'm going to kind of take it from a company perspective, then an individual perspective. But let's say someone out there, one of your listeners, Peter, happens to be a company. Maybe it's a network marketing company that pays out hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars a month to their distributors all over the world, right? That's what network marketing companies do. And that's what companies, maybe affiliate programs, they pay out their affiliates or they pay out their distributors, their direct sellers every month. And those payouts are not small. Sometimes they're very, very large. But imagine this, when you pay out, if the company is paying out regular, they pay out, let's say they're paying in US dollars. So they pay their distributors, and let's call it $1 million goes out to the distributors. Okay. That $1 million is dead. It dies basically because it was in their bank account. They pay it to the distributors. It's gone forever. under the Kinesis system, and again, this might take you a day or two to how is this even possible? But in the Kinesis system, the act of spending that money or sending that money triggers a permanent generational yield. Okay? So that's what Kinesis means. Kinesis means movement. And the whole concept of and why Kinesis is coming into being, they want the gold and silver moving and being used as a currency. So they're going to incentivize the entire community. Whether you're holding, they want to incentivize you to hold. If you mint, they want to incentivize you to mint. So you're going to receive a yield. If you, you know, in the KVTs, for those that are eligible to invest in the KVTs, they're going to incentivize you and so on. So imagine this. So the company pays out their distributors, let's say it's $1 million as an example, and the act of paying those distributors, that is the act that starts to generate an ongoing yield back to the company that made that payment. And so now you have, and this is where Gresham's law comes in, right? Now you have, you go back to the, and the individual will be the same thing. Every time an individual chooses to pay in gold or silver, the act of paying, you're paying the same amount. You're paying, if it's a cup of coffee or if you're buying a car, you're paying the same amount, but paying with one activates a yield that comes back over and over and over and over to the person that spent that money. So the more money you spend, the more yields that come back over and over and over and over again. These yields never stop. Okay, they don't just come and go. They're continual, you know. So there's a complicated, very, very complicated formula and algorithm, and thanks to the blockchain, you know, they're able to do this, because I certainly, you know, to try to figure out this math is just beyond my pay grade right now. So that's kind of the thing. Now, where does all this money come from, someone might ask? You know, where the heck, how is it possible that they're paying people to hold? And how is it possible that there's no storage fees? And how is it possible that they're able to pay a yield for people to create their digital currency and move it out in the market? How is it possible that the person that's spending the money or sending the money or holding the money is going to generate a yield? And how is it possible that they're going to, you know, pay the KVT holders? And that is because, and this is where you might want to get a pen and write this down, because this is the genius part of it. There are places, and I really don't want to pick on any particular money transfer service, but one that people might be familiar with is Western Union. For example, people work, international workers, and they're sending money back home to their parents or back home to their families, or just moving money using different payment rails. And the movement of money can get very expensive for those that try to move money from here to there. You're always charged these fees, some of them are massive fees, and I've seen them as high as 25%. Okay, 5% is normal, 4%, 3% would be more in the normal range, but they can get really, really high. So for example, on a $100 payment, this is called a micropayment, you could pay as much as $25 when all is said and done. By the time you send the money and the person receives the money, you know, there could be a $25 or 25% variance, which is almost criminal in my opinion. Now, here's the cool part with the Kinesis monetary system. It's a standard set fee, and it doesn't matter the amount, whether you're paying $1 or $100, but we'll use the $100 example. It's 0.45% on any transaction, 0.45%. So in this $100 example, we're talking about a 45-cent fee to move $100. All right. And that is, I just have never heard of a company or a payment rail that charges less than 0.45%.
And does it take 3 days?
No, it takes less than 5 seconds. Less than 5 seconds. As a matter of fact, much less than 5 seconds. And they're up to something like 7,000 transactions per second.
Wow.
Okay, they can do about so there's, and it's going to grow. It's going to grow as the system goes up and system goes live. So the payments are instant. No banks involved. No permission is required. For me, Peter, to send you money, it could be any amount within 10 seconds. I'm being really conservative here, but it's normally around, you know, 1.5 seconds. But let's say 10 seconds, you've got your money. And I could be in Europe and you're in the U.S., or I could be the next day in Africa and you're still in the U.S., I can still send you in less than 10 seconds any amount. You've got it, and it's actually in digitalized gold. So when you have the digitalized gold, you can actually pick up the phone and say, hey, I've got 10, you know, grams of gold. Please send me my gold. And then they give you the instructions, you forward your digital coins, and they ship the gold if you want to hold it in your house. So we're talking only physical gold, but we've digitalized it to make it very, very simple for the everyday person to use it as currency. And that's the whole point. When you look at things like, for example, and that's where Gresham's Law comes in again, right? Now the person goes to the cashier and they've got the $100 US bill and they've got the 100 in the Kinesis, knowing that when they spend that 100 in Kinesis, they're going to get a yield back. They're going to be incentivized, knowing that just by holding every month that they're, so that 0.45% that I'm talking about, that is the fee that is being divided. And that is the fee every single transaction all over the world. That fee goes into a pool, and that pool in real time starts to convert back to the holders, back to the minters, back to the KVT holders, and back to the depositors. And so it's a shared, you know, economic wealth system whereby everyone is incentivized to actually use this currency as a money and use the gold and use the silver as real money, not just hoard it. Like, so for those that may or may not be familiar with Bitcoin, you know, one of the big challenges, it's not being used as a currency. It's just not being used, right? It's being used as they call it a store of wealth. They call it the digital gold, okay, Bitcoin. Maybe it is. Maybe it'll go up. Maybe it goes down. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader or not a, you know, fortune teller. But what's happening right now, those that have it, they're holding it. That's Gresham's Law, saying they believe it's valuable, so they don't want to spend it. They don't want to use it as a currency. That's a problem if you're trying to create a currency, if you're trying to create something that people can trade. The other thing with Bitcoin, you know, you could buy a cup of coffee, but you might end up paying $40 for that cup of coffee on the fees because they're variable, right? The fees are variable. With Kinesis, it's 0.45 no matter what the amount, whether it's a buck, $100, or $100 million. It's still 0.45% of the fee. And so that's kind of a quick snapshot on the Kinesis monetary system. There's two ways that you can, you know, get more information. Yeah, like I said, if you're listening to this call prior to October 15th, the system's not up and running right now. It will be on October the 15th, 2019. It'll be a historical day because what you've just heard, you cannot compare it to, well, it's kind of like this. No, it's not. It's a monetary system that shares. Normally, when a bank charges fees, the bank doesn't share those fees back with you. They take those fees as much as they can from you. With Kinesis, they said, no, we want to take those fees and we want to give it back to the community, to those that are moving the money or holding the gold or, you know, minting the money or sending it or spending it, right? So we want to make, and that's the whole purpose of Kinesis. It's absolutely a phenomenal project. And now, with all that being said, I said in the beginning, I've always had a vision of being able to pay distributors and pay suppliers and pay people with real physical gold, right? With the equivalent of real physical gold, not a piece of paper and not a gold that might be in the ground or a certificate or, you know, just digits in a computer. And so that dream is becoming a reality on October 15th. I'm really excited about it. So that's kind of my story. I'm going to stick to that one. Peter, if you have any questions. Oh, yeah, the website. Well, you can come and visit me at shanemoran.com, just like it sounds. Shane, S-H-A-N-E-M-O-R-A-N-D, and you'll see a link for the gold. Also at mykinesis.money. So it's M-Y-K-I-N-E-S-I-S. .money. Okay. When you enroll for free, there's no charge. You can open up an account. There's an exchange. There's no mandatory requirements. There's no hoops and loops. You go into the system on the 15th. When you see the system go live, you'll be able to log in right into a learn and earn center where we're basically going to take you by the hand and we're going to take you step by step by simple step through the whole monetary system. So if you want to open up a wallet, Here's how it works. If you want to get on the exchange, here's how it works. Very, very simple. Every piece is covered so that it's easy to use. It's simple. And we're really, really excited about this. I think it's going to, like I said, I think it's historical, and I'm so happy, Peter, that you've taken the time to have me come on, especially in this, right now we happen to be just a few days before the launch of this monetary system.
And that's one of the reasons why we rushed this, because I knew that we wanted to give people the advantage of pre-registering. This is going to be a great opportunity years from now, but if you can get it at the beginning and probably get a little bit more of your personal time too, because you're at the beginning as well and you're doing a lot of stuff. So for those people that like to be at the beginning of things, because they know they're going to get special attention and they're going to get the people that are building the business, actually building the business during this period of time, this is really kind of exciting. And I know we're going to go a little bit over on our time, but this is certainly worth it. And Shane, I have not so much questions really, because a question might mean like a question mark, like I want to know the answer. I have more exclamation points than I have question marks, because and we probably need to have you come back for me to help
anytime.
You share this with people, because I am a huge saving money on transaction fees kind of a guy, and I've always seen how the banking system rips people off. And I have to share with you, my frustration is when I go to Western Union, I have to send $100 to Canada, and it cost me $8 to send $100 to Canada, and it took me 30 minutes, and I was treated like a criminal, and the other person on the other side of the counter has to then, in Canada, be treated like a criminal and prove who they are, and have to take their time and effort, and it could take 3 days for that transaction to actually complete, because I got to do it, they got to pick it up, blah blah blah. And I've also had transactions through Western Union or MoneyGram actually turned down because other people do bad things, and I'm like, really? So I could be very passionate. That's why I say the exclamation points would come with a little bit of yelling involved. But the reality is that what I started to dig into the monetary system that you're putting together and the way you're doing it, I'm like, this has a lot of the answers to a lot of the real serious questions a lot of people have. So whether you're just a new guy or a sophisticated person when it comes to money movement, when you really take a look at this, this has really a lot. This has some real – I don't know, I'm telling you something you already know. You spend years on this. But for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, this is one to keep contact with. This one's not going to be the one that, you see it a little bit about, and we're going to be talking about something else 6 months from now. This is going to be something that's going to be around for years and years and years and years and years, and it may actually be the standard, because so far you guys are doing some of the things that I've never seen anybody else do, and that's really incredible.
Let me tell you a quick story, Peter, something to show you the magnitude of what we're talking about here. The Indonesian Postal Service is the third largest postal service in the world. There's 260 million people in Indonesia. Most of them are unbanked or underbanked, okay? They're having a massive problem with exactly what you just said, with the small micropayments under, they do $12 billion a year just in payments under $100. Like your example, sending $100 is going to cost you $8. It costs up to 25. But they were having a massive problem because, and there still are, because of their customers are getting ripped off with these fees. So they looked at digital currencies. They looked at Bitcoin. They looked at Ethereum. They were doing a massive study, and they said, no, too volatile, and we could lose our shirts, doing this. Then they saw Kinesis, and I am so proud and honored to say that the Indonesian Postal Service is a part of Kinesis. They will have they've got 58,500 locations in Indonesia. It's the third largest postal service, and they are going to be using Kinesis as their rail and as their monitor, because gold isn't going to zero, okay? It might go up or it might go down. We don't know, but it's never going to zero, so it's stable, very, very stable. And then we have also 9 other postal services. So we're talking hundreds of millions of people. And so this is not just some guy in his back, in his basement, trying to figure out something really cool. This is a massive system. And we are working with many governments around the world and many banking systems around the world and billionaires around the world. And also one of the things that I'm most proud of is we can take someone that doesn't even qualify to get a bank account. They don't even qualify to get a bank account. There are millions and millions and millions of people around the world that don't even qualify, and they can have their own account and be their own bank within a few seconds. Okay, and they can start into the system very slowly and then gradually build up. And so there's so much more to the story. And I would be happy after the 15th of October to come back, because then we'll be live and you can even have, you know, a bunch of people on talking about their experience and how what they've learned. I mean, it's just going to be a phenomenal story that's going to keep going for many, many, many generations. So you're hearing it first right here. So I'm so happy that you thought enough about your listeners to get, you know, to really rush this call through, because you heard of it just last week maybe, and you were just introduced to it and said, wait a second, we better get them on right away.
Yep, this is big. This is big. So for those people listening in, if you go to buildingfortunes.com, we're going to have this up. So if you look for Shane Morand, it's M-O-R-A-N-D. And then also we'll put up a page called Kinesis, and we'll have Shane's contact information in there as well. So you'll be able to go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Kinesis and be able to hear this one all over again. So Kinesis is spelled K-E-N-E-S-I-S. So K-E-N.
Nope. K-I.
K-I-N.
K-I-N-E-S-I-S. Yeah, Kinesis.
Got it. So I at the beginning Kinesis, and I at the end for those people that need ways of remembering it. So K-I-N-E-S-I-S. And we're going to have Shane back again sometime soon after the 15th. And he'll have my commitment that I want people to know about this because, and by the way, for those people that are listening to the archives, we're talking about 2019. So for those people that are wondering, sometimes we have people that listen to it. We've been doing this for a long time. So there's a possibility of people hearing this sometime in the future. But let me say it like this, Shane, is there any downside to pre-registering while they can, even though they might not have all their questions answered? Is there any downside?
No, because there's no commitment, there's no fee, there's no, you know, on the 15th, if it's before the 15th, by the 15th, when they see the presentation, they could say, nah, this is not for me, and they could never come back, it's not a problem, you know what I mean? So there's no downside, there's no commitment, you don't have to put any money in, it's like, it's a free account, right? So there's zero downside, but the upsides are phenomenal, okay? There's so much more that I'd like to share with you, but we'll come back maybe another time after the 15th, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. So we are done with our radio show. You just heard from Shane Moran. I'm going to say I got a shout out to the gal who started this whole thing. Her name is Debbie Wasserman. She called me. She told me a little bit about this, and I said, sure, let me do send me the press release. I saw the press release. I looked under Shane's name. His reputation is excellent. So I said, you know what, definitely we'll have him on the radio show. I took a leap of faith saying, let's do the radio show because they're announcing this. And then I started to really dig and I was looking for the red flags, and the more I looked, the more green flags that I saw. And I'm like, these, I'm going to say guys, you know, but these people have really done a very professional job in dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And I'm sure there's a lot more. And you just blew my mind when you're talking about Indonesia and the rest of the stuff worldwide, because there is such a need for this service worldwide. I mean, like, yes. Oh my gosh, please.
Yes.
So I've been a big fan of the cryptocurrency concept for a long time, but also saying, hey, there's red flags in some of the cryptocurrencies, and most of them associated, I hate to say this, but a lot of them associated with the MLM world are either not on purpose scams or downright scams. It's hard to find good stuff in the MLM world when it comes to anything related to this type of a topic, and it sounds like you guys have really nailed it. All right, so good luck with everyone. Just jump in, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, Shane, for being
here.
Thank
you so much.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.